Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we continue looking at how to love someone you hate. These words are offered by Alan Webster. What are the necessary ingredients for love to be restored? There must be repentance. It is a sin to be hateful. It violates God's law, Romans 13:8, Christ's example, Matthew 9:36, and the golden rule, Matthew 7 and verse 12. John wrote, "He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness," 1 John 2 and verse 9. He also said, He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love, 1 John 4 and verse 8. Until one recognizes his sin and realizes that God will not save an unloving person, he will never take steps to restore his relationship with his brother. Repentance means we feel sorrow for the things we have said or done that were wrong, 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 10, and includes trying to make restoration of the harm we have done, Matthew 3, verse 8. Forgiveness is not an optional matter for us. We cannot choose to forgive one person but not another. Jesus said, "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses," Matthew 18:35. The person who says, "I can never forgive you for," fill in the blank, apparently does not realize the peril in which he places his own soul. It is a life and death matter. Thank you for listening. We praise thee, O Lord.